Welcome, everybody. We got a great show for you today. This is Reeves.
It's Roach.
Welcome. We got episode 5. Thank you for tuning in. What's going on, you little midget Conor McGregor?
Beard's coming in little patches.
Drew's got a little red beard coming in.
It's not red.
It's red.
It's the lighting.
So you he's combing it now.
Yeah, he's combing it. I found this little bad boy in the grooming kit.
Oh,
I like it.
Yeah.
You know, it looks comes in patchy, but if I brush it, it looks fuller, thicker.
It's true. So you're not as nappy.
Yeah, kind of pick it out a little bit.
I get that. So did you watch the fight?
Yeah, I rented it.
You rented it?
Yeah. My buddy came over. We watched a fight. Yeah, I don't know. Boxing's boring, you know. I mean, there was 4 fights. The McGregor fight was good, and there was one other fight that was good. Otherwise, it's just, you know, a bunch of hugging and sweat. So.
Hugging and sweating.
Yeah, a lot of hugging and sweating.
UFC, they're hugging because they're wrapping up. Boxing, nobody's hugging.
They do hug.
You're punching.
But, dude, boxing is a dying sport because they hug and there's not a lot of fighting. There's more action in MMA, and MMA will always be, from here on out, the bigger sport. It just will.
Dana White sold the UFC for $4 billion.
Yeah, I don't know if it was $4 billion, but
it was $4
billion. Good for him.
So, yeah, I mean,
smart man.
It is smart.
Yeah. But, no, it was a good fight. I mean, McGregor, I guess, people can say he looked good or whatever, but, I mean, I don't think it's as much he looked good as much as it is the tactic that Mayweather went in with the fight. You know,
Mayweather knew he was just going to wear him out.
Well, exactly. So he went in there just kind of letting him throw punches, you know, knowing that he's not going to do as much damage, but I don't know. There's people.
How did they give him a knockout when he really doesn't knock him out?
It's the boxing. It's different. It's a different sport.
It's not a knockout, though. He didn't get knocked out.
It's not. It wasn't a TKO. It was
a knockout.
Okay.
He's scratching this.
Whatever, dude.
Conor McGregor, man.
There's a difference. There's a TKO and a KO. He got knocked out. Not a TKO.
So what's TKO?
It's when you get, like, knocked the fuck out. It's when you're out.
It isn't TKFO. That's what I thought right away too, but I held
I don't know. Like it
should be knocked the fuck out.
He was gonna be TK'd out. Like he was gonna be done. Well, actually, I think he was taken. I think KO is when you get
knocked out. KO.
No, I think it's multiple
out.
Times in a round.
No,
like you have to get KO'd. Like if you
so it's TKO.
I don't fucking know. I don't watch boxing, so we don't fucking know. I have to look it up. Where's your phone? Who cares?
We do a sports podcast. You're supposed to know
not
these
really.
Things.
I don't. You want to claim it as a sports podcast, that's fine. I'd rather just talk football. Let's talk about it. You watch a game?
How about we talk about me for a second?
Oh, the VWO.
Drew knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So what are we going to go do today?
You're going to get your cult stamp.
My cult stamp.
You're going to get fucking marked.
Right next to my vagina, as Drew likes to say.
Yep.
I came up with a pretty sweet idea. Also, a famous actor, Nick Swardson.
He's not an actor. He's a comedian. He's a comedian. He's funny as hell.
He's not an actor, so he's not movies.
He is. But I think he would even consider himself.
He was in Reno 911. Remember in the roller skates? And
I get that, but I think he would consider himself a comedian.
He's a comedic actor.
Okay, fair enough. That's a better representation than he's an actor.
Anywho, he's getting, I think, knighted in.
Well, he gets a pass. He's cool.
The first game. I'm cool.
Yeah, I don't think he's as dedicated.
Like, he is the biggest Vikings fan out
there. I know,
but he's crazy.
I get that.
He took a picture. He just recently tweeted a picture with Aaron Rodgers' ex with a Viking shirt on.
Yeah. Well, because they're
I heard Aaron Rodgers dating J-Lo.
Are you dumb? He's with Alex Rodriguez. Or she's with Alex Rodriguez. What are you talking about?
Who, A-Rod?
J-Lo and A-Rod have been together for a while.
No, they haven't.
You're dumb.
No, I heard it. I swear. It's
supposed to be a...
This isn't the fucking TMZ anyways. Who cares?
A-Rod, J-Lo.
Yeah, they were fucking at the fight together the other night. They've been dating for a while, dude. It's like America's favorite Latino couple. I mean, come on.
That's true.
Right there. It's like two stars. Like those two are like meant to be. They almost be like their brother and sister, kind of.
They do kind of look like brother and sister. They probably have beautiful babies.
Oh, they probably have gorgeous kids.
God.
Sure. Anyways, you watch the Viking game?
I did watch the Viking game.
Yeah.
Yes. I got. I watched probably.
Well, it wasn't good. I mean.
Yeah, I was disappointed at a
lot
of things.
Well, you know, I watched it the first time, but I had my draft, you know, my fantasy draft, so I kind of had a pause and I didn't watch it, you know, I wasn't as like in it, you know, involved with it, but I went back and watched it again, and I mean, Mike Remmers was the worst part of our offensive line.
I would completely agree.
The two sacks that we gave up in the first half was on him. You know?
Sam Bradford's running for his life.
You know, so one of them, he just flat out got pushed back into Bradford. The pocket kind of broke down. Bradford was about to step up, and Mike Remmers gets pushed right back into him.
Yep.
That was the second one. The first one was Dan Morgan and Mike Remmers not communicating on a blitz or, you know, a pickup on the outside. Dan Morgan took the defensive end, and Mike Remmers went to double team him, and then somebody came on the inside. So I don't know who you put that on, but both of the sacks came on Mike Remmers on his side through, you know. So, you know, not promising. But, you know, otherwise, other than that, we got a lot of depth, especially, I mean, even at an offensive line.
Too. We do.
We really do. A lot of those guys, they're super versatile. I mean, they can play more than one position.
Yep. Nick Easton moving to guard after playing center, and I think that's the biggest advantage for us.
Yeah, Alex Boone got a little banged up.
If only he could.
Yeah. But, yeah, Nick Easton's been playing really good at guard, you know?
Yeah, he looks great to me.
Yeah, the combo of Easton, Berger, and Alfline have been pretty solid. Rashad Hill, back, I mean, I like our whole depth, man, so... You know, I think it's going to be tough. And then, you know, watching the game again, seeing that, you know, Treadwell looked pretty good. So that's kind of nice.
He did. He looked healthy.
He looked good. So, yeah. I mean, after seeing that, I don't really see, you know, I'll have to change up my stance. I think probably Jarius Wright will be cut. And I think, which I think it would be a good thing for him, because if you look at a team like New England, Julian Edelman's out, I think that would be a perfect fit if he got cut.
They'd pick him right up.
I think they would.
They would.
It would make more sense. I mean, he's kind of like that, you know, that style, little slot receiver.
Or he'd go to the Packers or some shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, that would be, you know, more tragic. I mean, it would be.
You know, I'd rather keep our rookies, though. I mean, as much as Jarius Wright's been a leader and a veteran, and I like our rookies this year.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that one. And then, you know, and then you got guy like Frickty and
Rodney Adams.
Well, no, yeah, but Frickty, you put him on the practice squad. So
Frickty's not making.
If we get an injury, we got to pull up Frickty, you know, as our sixth wide receiver. I can live with that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So,
no, he's definitely a practice squad guy.
And then looking at, you know, like defensive backs, I think we'll probably end up carrying five safeties. I think Exum and Harris both make the team.
I would agree. Yeah, and Curse.
Because Exum's played really well. And he's been learning the nickel, supposedly. And the preseason games that he's played,
he's played well.
Pretty good. But again, it's preseason, so it's hard to judge.
Yeah, they're running 30% of their plays. They're just, you know, I heard a comment on the radio earlier that the Vikings just pretty much, the 49ers game plan for us, like it was, you know, the fucking NFC Championship. They were blitzing, and we didn't. It's like we're trying to get out of here alive. We're trying to get out of here alive. Without
Mike Zimmer's
injuries.
Mentality is not just to go there and just try, not get injured.
He's not learning.
Dude, we did not just. Okay, don't make excuses.
Oh jeez.
That's the thing. You know, that's the part about drinking the Kool-Aid that I don't really want to be a part of.
The purple Kool-Aid.
Well, it is, because be a realist, you know, and just you
I
know,
am a realist.
Don't be afraid to point it out. And they didn't, they came at us with everything. We just kind of was like, no big deal, you know. No, it wasn't the case. We just, a couple plays here and there, and it can totally change the moment. I mean, the second play of the game, when Dalvin Cook hits the elbow of Sam Bradford, Stephon Diggs is wide open. He's going to take that pass, you know, 30, 40 yards on the field. It was wide open, you know. So, yeah, we didn't play great, but, you know, I like where this team's going. You know, I'm not super worried about it. So,
well, you shouldn't be. PA brought us from a 14 win to a 13 win. Your favorite K-fan.
I don't care what fucking PA says.
You love PA.
He's great. I like PA as an announcer for the game, but 9 to noon? No. Put on Charge.
What about horse racing?
I'd rather listen to Charge. Okay, that's I'm talking 9 to noon. He's great. You're going to go live. He's great. But
we are live.
I don't know. I just, he bugs me night and noon. He's got all these too many.
You think he's too fake and too.
Yeah, he always has to have these little one line, and it just bugs me.
They're funny.
To you, you think it's cute and charming.
Me,
I think it's
annoying. And 10,000 other people that listen from 9 to noon.
I purposely, you know, switch the dial.
PA, step
down, except on Fridays when Charge is on, then you got me listening.
The football feast.
Yeah, it's the wall.
I'm hitting the wall.
So, but.
We're Facebook Live-ing right now. So, next topic. Golden Gophers start this Thursday.
Why do we? We're not even done with the Vikings yet.
You're not done?
I don't think so. Why we Gophers? Who cares? You know, they're not even in Big Ten play yet. Who cares? Let's talk when it's important.
Well, he doesn't want to talk about the Gophers. So, Beck, you got some other Vikings takes. Let's hear them.
What do you want?
He's got a bunch of paperwork. Everything.
It's just a roster. You know, I don't know. I'm just.
So,
we just got so much depth this year. I'm pretty involved. I want to see who gets cut. You know, September 2nd is going to be big. We got a lot of guys that. I don't know. It's going to be tough. So, but I think Brian Robeson will probably end up making the team, though, you know. So I think, you know, before looking at us, I think we were going to go with 7 wide receivers.
Well, different from last week.
Yeah, I think, because looking at Laquan Treadwell and how well he played, and we got those two rookies. Yeah, they're rookies, but those guys look pretty good.
They do
look
good.
Rodney Adams, Stacy Coley, they look good. Yeah. And what I like about Stacy Coley is too, he takes that. There was that first pass that came to him. I think it was his first pass. It was kind of one hop to him, and he came up, and he, like, I don't know if he dislocated his finger or something, but something happened. He either jammed or dislocated it.
Yeah.
Went off the field. Sugarman's there, you know, getting them all set up. He comes back out, and he plays pretty well. Has a couple more catches after that. So it shows he's tough. You know, he's good. I like him. So
I thought I'd like Rodney Adams better. He's a 5th-round pick. Stacy Coley's a 7th-round pick. So yeah. Rodney technically should be better.
Yeah,
and I was rooting for him more, but Stacy Coley's really just been outplaying him.
Yeah, and it's just a huge switch from the past. I mean, the past we haven't had any depth.
Right.
I mean,
Jarius Wright was our deepest depth.
Yeah, until going back to Moss, Carter, Reed, we really haven't had solid depth at wide receiver. So finally, looking at this team and saying, "Man, we got some depth." It, you know, I don't want to sip the Kool-Aid too much, but I'm getting a little excited about it. You know,
it's the Kool-Aid tastes good.
It does a little, not too much sugar, just a little bit.
Just a little bit of sugar.
You know. But, yeah, I mean, we'll see, you know. So, but I think Brian Robeson will probably end up making the team, and so will Stephen Weatherly. I think they'll just go with more, you know, I think they'll go with 3 tight ends. The big thing is what's going to happen at quarterback. Are we going to carry 2? Are we going to carry 3?
2.
You know, I think they'll, you know, ideally the Vikings probably want to pup Teddy. But then what are you going to do come week 6?
They're going to pop him.
Okay, then that's fine. But then come week 6, he's got to come back. So what do you do come week 6? So if we keep Case Keenum, teams are going to look at it and go, you know, we got 6 weeks to drop, you know, to do something with Case Keenum. So maybe they hold on to him and come after the first quarter of the season. They trade him, but how many quarterbacks really get traded into the season like
you
that?
Wait for an injury. You try to – I think you made a really good point last week with the trade of Case Keenum. Because you bring in Leidner. You move him to your practice squad, and then you have Heinicke be your backup, and then once Teddy's back, then you just drop it and Leidner's gone.
But here's the problem with that now.
Then you drop Leidner.
But here's the problem with that now. We obviously seen how well. I mean, Taylor Heinicke played pretty good. He showed a lot of grit, but he won us the game. But the reason why Leidner was brought in was because Taylor's got some rib injuries, and that showed. So I don't know how much Taylor's gonna play. Come Thursday.
It's going to be Leidner. It's going to be the Gopher show. Thursday and Vikings.
I don't know. Did they say yet? Because I think Case Keenum will probably play the first half.
They were talking about it.
I would think Case Keenum will play the first half.
I think he'd probably play a quarter, and Leidner would play probably 3.
I don't think so. Leidner's only been here like 11, 12 days.
Doesn't matter.
That's not enough to take
him
off.
You're not running anything. You're running 7 plays.
But Mike Zimmer doesn't want to go out there and get caught. Regardless, it's the 7th preseason game. He still wants to go out there and be competitive.
It's the 4th preseason game,
dude,
not the 7th.
Mitch Leidner couldn't go and compete with the Gophers. And you
I
think
know
he's going to go compete?
I don't know why we brought him in.
I mean, I know it's preseason, but let's be
It'll
real.
Be fun.
Lakeville South, we're real close. We're right on the border. But. You know, come on, let's be honest. He's big, that's about it. I mean, if I was 6'5", you're going to bring me on there? Probably not.
No.
So
he had 27 touchdowns and 24 interceptions.
Great
as a
athlete,
gopher.
But that doesn't translate. I mean,
he's a putz.
He couldn't even make it work with the Gophers. I mean, so come on.
It was the coaching.
He'll play. They'll throw him a bone, but it's going to be 4th quarter. Yeah. That's my take.
He'll get a $30,000 check to go play in a fourth preseason game. I think that's a good day to me.
Yeah. And if Taylor Heinicke can grit it out, which I don't – he was in pain. You know, granted, he only played – he only had the two-minute warning that he played. You know, he's only played one series or two series, maybe.
I didn't watch the end. I
can't remember if it was one or two.
I had Game of Thrones season finale.
Well, see, yeah, I watched the end. I had it paused at halftime, so the draft started, and then watched it. But, yeah, he might have had two, but I know he had one drive for sure. Obviously, the winning drive. But
yeah,
you got me off where I was fucking taking that point. But
you got yourself off, just like you did this morning.
Okay.
Whatever. Drew keeps feeling himself up. He's sitting here reaching in his shirt, fidgety, and said he's had a pot of coffee today. We're on the way over here. He sees a girl. Oh my God, she's hot. We don't even see her face yet.
She was hot, did she not?
She was very attractive.
Yeah,
saw her, but you were just judging her on her side profile and haircut.
No, see, because I saw her come up. You didn't see it. So because you didn't see it, I didn't see it.
Didn't see it.
Fact of the matter is, who was right? Me.
She was.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways.
She was great.
Didn't get her number, so it doesn't really matter. It's just beside the point.
Hey, she's cute.
That's why I go to the state fair. Tons of corn dogs and tits and ass. I love it. Pronto Puffs.
Are you going this year?
All day. Get there at 10, leave at 10. That's 12 hours.
Way too much.
Nah.
And you bring both kids?
Hell no, I don't bring kids to the
fair.
Oh,
I was going to say.
That's my time, man. I eat like a...
Don't
like
you and Levine go?
Yeah, me and Levine go. It's a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so, Mike.
Pretty much every year. Like,
don't drink
like
too much.
Last 10 years. But yeah, it's a blast.
Pronto Puffs. Is that like
Pronto
the...
What do you mean, puff? Pronto Pup.
Oh, Pronto Pup?
Yeah, it's like the opposite. There's a corn dog and then there's the Pronto Pup.
And that's like a dessert?
No, it's a fucking corn dog.
Well, then why don't they call it
It's different. It's got different, it's a different breading.
Oh, so the Pronto Pup is the different breading.
Yeah, it's like made with a batter.
Okay, but there's still a hot dog in there.
Yeah, it's still a hot dog. Are you not Minnesota? Do you not go to the fair?
Yeah, I go every year. Not this year,
obviously
probably.
Not.
I don't get a Pronto Pup. I got an alligator a couple years ago. That rocked.
Yeah. I mean, you can get that in Florida when I lived in Florida. So like, that doesn't appease me. It's too chewy. I'm good on that.
It was fried.
Fried? So, okay. Sounds greasy and chewy. I don't know. Alligator doesn't appeal to me. I mean, if I was starving, you know, dying in the...
The reason I liked fair is because they have that, you know, out there foods. And it's like, oh, you got alligator this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna try it.
And I get some new shit, but I also stick to my basics. I get the big fat bacon.
Cheese curds?
Yeah, I'll get the cheese curds. You know, I get the cheese curds. It's not a necessity. I don't have to have the cheese curds.
How much do you spend?
$100 Yeah, $100 I don't make it an issue. Whatever I want to eat, I eat.
I'm
there for 12
it.
Hours. I'm getting fat.
Some Nordeast and some cheese curds.
Yeah, I'll drink early, but I usually drive home, so I might have one or two throughout the day, and then that's it. I stop at RC Cola. If you guys go out to the State Fair, check out RC Cola stand. That's my Uncle Rick and his family, Uncle Rick and Aunt Teresa.
So we talked about that before, so it's just a soda stand. They just sell RC Cola.
It's pop. Yeah, it's a pop stand.
It's a pop. Soda pop.
Yeah, okay, soda pop. It's Coke. No, it's RC Cola.
And how much do they sell them for?
They got, I think it's $1 and $2. If you want the large, it's $2. If you
so
want
a 16-ounce can?
I don't know the ounces, man. It's a fucking pop. And go there, find out, and it's $1. So it's a good deal. If you're at the fair, $1 for a pop's sweet.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't Coke, it's RC. You're going to get, you know, I think there's like six options.
RC's fine. My grandparents used to.
Yeah, RC's the shit.
I'm in.
Put a little grenadine in that shit. It's delicious.
You know, an RC cherry cola?
Yeah, it's pretty good. No, but yeah, I love the State Fair, man. Gotta go every year.
So you had your draft this Sunday. You had it at night.
Yeah, I had it at night.
I had it at noon.
Fine. Online.
We did it at Devani's. And so how did it turn out for you?
It went good. Yeah. I mean, I was happy with it.
Well, what was your team?
Well, let's see here. Let's pull it up. I had Auction League.
Oh, so. he does auction. That's
auction
right.
Draft.
Snake is the way to go.
To each their own. I mean, I like the auction because, you know, there's, I mean, with the snake, there's only one way to draft. You take the best player pretty much available.
Exactly. Just like the NFL.
Except in your league, because you have caps on how many players you can have at each position, which you have to have two quarterbacks, you have to have two kickers, you have to have two defenses.
Yep.
Weird.
And you draft football. You draft your two kickers and your backup defense at the very end. Those are your last three picks if you're smart.
To a point, I like it. I do. But like, I saw your team, and you're fucked. Because we in your league, here's how it works.
How am I fucked?
Let me explain to you. Because both of your tight ends, if I'm not mistaken,
week 11
have a week 11.
That
bye.
Was the only mistake.
That's a big mistake. Because what you're saying now is, come week 11, one of those two tight ends that you felt so great that you had to draft is now going to be gone.
Yes.
So you fucked up.
So I'm gonna make a $5 waiver move. Or I've already put in a trade.
So you know, that's where it makes it even dumber, is you know that it's going to cost you $5 to cut him and pick up somebody else,
yep.
But you're willing to do that. It made
of course,
no sense.
I have to.
It didn't. You should have drafted somebody else
I
who
know.
Had an opposite bye.
I
so
always do.
You, that was.
I made a mistake.
How are you not looking at the bye week tells me you have a fantasy football mind that's minute.
Oh, my
okay?
God.
Because you're not looking at all the aspects of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's just me.
You ever won a championship?
All the time.
When?
Not last year, but the year before.
Oh, you did?
Last year I was in the championship. I lost it.
Oh, I'm
it
sorry.
It happens sometimes, but my teams are
I lost
great.
To go to the championship.
I think I lost it. I can't remember. Honestly, I know I'm always competitive.
So, Jameis Winston.
Yep.
Backup Carson Palmer.
Yeah, I like Jameis Winston. I'm not as high on Carson Palmer,
he's
but I like Jameis Winston.
He's
for
going
sure.
into his third year.
Jameis, you don't have to sell him on me. I like him. He was one of the guys that I wouldn't mind him gotten.
Keenan Allen, Demaryius Thomas, Willie Snead, DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, I mean,
I got Demaryius in like the
Willie
eighth
Snead,
round.
Willie Snead would be pretty nice because he'll have, you know, hopefully, I don't know, you don't have it's not a PPR for you, is it?
No.
Yeah, so then it doesn't matter. So then I'm not as high on Willie Snead.
He's my fourth.
Fair enough. But so. I mean, Demaryius Thomas, I like him, but quarterback situation there is
it's Drew Brees.
What?
Oh, Demaryius.
Yeah, Demaryius Thomas. So, you know, Denver's quarterback situation, I'm just not necessarily sold on. I mean, I like Simeon. Seems like he's playing well, but, you know, it's not like the years with Peyton Manning. So, if that was with Peyton Manning, I'd say, fuck yeah.
I got him super late, so where I got him.
Yeah, no, he just has to prove a little bit more to me for me to be.
So, I had the first overall pick, drafted Le'Veon Bell. So, my running back's Le'Veon.
Yeah, a little sketchy.
Dalvin Cook.
A little sketchy with that, but.
Eddie Lacy, Jonathan Stewart.
Yeah, Eddie Lacy, I don't think he's starting.
You're crazy.
He's fat.
He's fat.
He is.
Good booger. Welcome to Good Booger. Can I take your order?
So my squad, I got Matt Ryan and Carson Wentz. And then for.
You missed out a year.
What?
On Matt Ryan.
I had him last year.
So did I and Tom Brady.
Yeah, well, so Matt Ryan will be solid again this year, and I like Carson Wentz. I like their offense, so he's got a lot of weapons. So I like Carson Wentz.
Okay, not bad.
And then running backs, I've got Dalvin Cook.
So we both got Dalvin. Good for us.
Carlos Hyde, Frank Gore, Kareem Hunt, Tevin Coleman, and AP.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm solid at running back.
That's not why I said that. How many running backs did they allow you to have? You have 8 running backs.
You have a roster. You can fill that roster with as many elite athletes as you can. I don't have to have 2 defenses,
elite
and 2 kickers,
athletes.
And 2 tight ends. That's stupid.
Well, to have that many running backs is just dumb.
No, it's not. Because I can go ahead and trade one of those running backs to one of the dipshits in my league at a later time.
BB trades all the time.
Good. But see, here's why I don't trade. Because I draft good, so I don't feel the need to trade. I do trade.
You draft well.
But I don't trade as very often.
And I
know people
well.
In my league get all pissed off. But I don't necessarily trade a lot.
I'm pretty much in the playoffs
I'm content with
every
the players
single
that
year.
I have.
We have $5 waiver moves. You have 5 free. Right? So you can make 5 moves for free.
Yeah.
I made 3 moves after that. So 8 moves throughout the year. I paid $15.
Yeah, and that's
BB,
whatever,
Cam's brother... $150. I mean, these people just go crazy. They're picking up and dropping every week.
Yeah, I mean,
it's insane.
And some of those.
That's how you manage a league, right? You spend $15, 3 extra moves. Done.
Okay, well, whatever. My wide receivers are Golden Tate, Kelvin Benjamin, Allen Robinson, and Jarvis Landry. And my tight end's Greg Olsen.
I like Greg. Jarvis Landry I don't think is going to have... I think Devontae Parker is probably going to pick up most of that.
Devontae Parker is a nice, you know, little side dish to Jarvis Landry, but Jarvis Landry is a reception hog, man. I'm in a PPR league. I like Jarvis Landry because he also returns, I think it's either kicks or punts. So, you know.
You get a point per, like you get a reception on a bomb. Kickoff?
He's one of the more underrated receivers in the league.
I don't like him.
Well, the only thing that is weary on him is the fact that Jay Cutler's his quarterback, you know. So that's why.
I like Jay Cutler.
But it's whatever.
He's always been a slinger.
I like my team. I think it's pretty solid, you know.
What was your buy-in?
What do you mean buy-in? $100 for the league.
Mine was 100 too.
$100, $200 budget. But I got, like, there's some of the people in my league I don't even know. It's like, you know, this one kid that's just obsessed with me. I don't even know who he is. You know, literally just everything, the chat line is just...
Oh, so you do it online?
Yeah, we did it online, but you just, like, just kind of have these little comments. So you know you're doing something right in life when you got haters already. You know, follow everything you do, but you don't even know who they are. Matt
Checking
Ross.
Your every move.
Yeah, I don't even know who this kid is, but apparently he's just obsessed with my life, so whatever.
You got Turd in the league, too?
No, I'm not in that league with Weber and Turd in them.
No?
No.
Yeah, his favorite boy, Stafford, just got signed to a huge contract. Highest paid player in the league. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I mean, there you go, Detroit. Matthew Stafford's good, but come on. He's not the best quarterback. He's not worth the highest pay. Why? I don't get it.
Because you got to hold on to him.
But what do you mean? Why does it take that much money to hold on to a guy who's... Yeah, he's good. He's good.
He is good.
He's not number one.
Last year was
money
his best year, too. I mean, he's up there 4,800 yards.
Well, when you have no running game, when you have no running game and you're passing the ball 40 times a game.
Well, Josh would tell you Amir Abdullah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's the thing. I mean, when you throw the ball 40, 50 times a game, yeah, you better put up over 5,000 yards. You know. And when you had Calvin Johnson most of your career up until now, and I'm not taking anything away from him because, and they got some good receivers, you know, like Golden Tate. So he's a reception hog.
Yeah, nice
slot. And that Galloway kid, whatever, looks pretty good.
Marvin Jones.
Yeah, Marvin Jones. So, you know, I like him as a quarterback, but not the number one paid quarterback. Just nonsense, you know.
Yeah, well, that's just how the league goes, you know.
I get it.
Everybody who's next up is...
Like, if that's going to negatively affect your team, and now you're not going to be able to keep X, Y, and Z because of it, to me, I like the Patriots approach and the Tom Brady approach. I mean... Because you're there to win football. You're gonna be rich. You're gonna be rich. I mean, you're already are rich. So what's the extra couple million here? I mean, yeah, it's nice. But if you really want to play football and be a champion, spread it. You know, it's you gotta spread the wealth a little bit and keep all the players there. You know, which New England doesn't necessarily do.
No, they don't.
But they're always competitive, and Tom Brady's not the highest paid quarterback, and that's why part of the reason why they're competitive.
Did you get the new Madden?
No, I didn't even get Madden last year.
So I bought it. I bought it online through the Xbox, right? Xbox One.
Oh, PS4.
But they have a new feature called Long Shot, and it's a story mode. Don't do it. So pissed. You go through. First off, it's more story than mode.
Well, yeah, sure.
And then you finally like go through the draft and do all this, and as soon as you get drafted. It ends.
Well, yeah.
You don't even get to play for your team and then continue your story. What the fuck?
Are you sure? I don't know.
It ended. The credits came up and it was over. Oh. And I literally almost threw my fucking controller right through the TV. I was just
Well, you should
devastated.
Have read some reviews before you bought the game. If you're buying it,
well,
to play
I'm still
going to
play franchise mode. And
would you get reality football? Is that what it is? So, you know, follow a guy. I mean, that's what TV's
Devin
for.
Wade.
That was his name?
Yeah.
Did you get to make his name?
No. Oh. Nope, Devin Wade.
Yeah, I don't know. If I did get it, I play it like twice and I never touch it. It just collects dust. I mean, I don't know. I don't game as much as I used to.
It's Madden.
Yeah, great. I'm not 15 anymore, man.
Oh, yeah, you got to be 15 to play Madden?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't play it.
Steen and BB have tallies up on their wall in the closet of...
And Steen has no...
Over 3 years.
Steen has no kids, no real commitment other than a job. So if that was my life, I'd be probably playing a little bit more Madden, but it's not. So I'm just... Whatever. If I get it, I get it, but I'm not rushing out to Target tomorrow today and going to get it.
You don't have to.
You know, what's funny?
I just downloaded it.
Okay, well, but see, yeah, and you could do that. I want the disc. I want to be able to scratch it or something.
You want to scratch it?
Can't you just get the disc and then put in your PS4 and or Xbox and just download it that way?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure you can. I'm not a tech guy. I don't know. Whatever. Last time I turned the PS4 on, I had to wait 45 minutes within fucking set.
It took two and a half hours to download the Madden.
2.5 hours? You need better internet, man.
It's not the internet. It's just
the internet. What do you mean it's not the internet? It's fucking the internet. Your internet sucks.
Fuck you, Comcast. You heard it first.
Whatever.
Well, that's enough time for today. I'm sick of listening to you.
Yep, whatever. Let's go, Vikes.
Reeves signing out.
Roach, peace out.
Talk to you later.